now, Dr. Jim Sadler is on the air. Dr. Sadler, a medical doctor who gets right to the problems. He may not know all the medical terminology. He may not be fancy like a lot of doctors, but he can solve your problem. Dr. Jim Sadler is here to take your calls, to give you medical advice, and to give you the benefit of his medical expertise. It's a complicated day and age we live in. We need Dr. Jim Sadler. Now, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, here is Dr. Jim Sadler.
And thank you very much, and welcome everyone here to the Dr. Jim Sadler Show. It is a great honor to be here on the Phil Henry Show digital cast and to be afforded the opportunity to speak to you and give you the, yes, the benefit of my medical learning. I have been a medical doctor for some time now. I don't like to say how long I've been a medical doctor because really it's a journey. There's no doctor that you can talk to, no doctor you would speak with who can't reasonably say it hasn't been a journey. It's always a journey of learning. I believe in healing. I believe in getting the problem taken care of. All the fancy terminology, all the fancy Dan and the fancy dance that a lot of the fancy Dans, what I like to call a lot of the doctors who rely on impressing you, where they wear that white coat, which I have one of those, and I do wear the coat that you wear. But a lot of doctors wear that because they want to look like the Marcus Welby or some sort of non, or someone from Grey's Anatomy or LA Medical Center, these TV shows that are, there's so many of them that I don't even know what they're called anymore. But like one show I saw the other night had Steve Clooney, is that his name?
George Clooney.
See, I don't watch a lot of television, so I don't know the names of the different doctors. But I do know what I do, and what I do is I get right to what's ailing you and what we can talk about. And, you know, and...
if I may...
By the way, we have with us a gentleman who I'm very happy to have him with us, General Galen Shaw, has joined us. And General Shaw, the reason why I'm happy to have you here, I know that there's others who host here on the Phil Henry webcast who resent you a little bit.
Well, yes, some people do. I try to get along with everyone.
I know that, and I'm glad you're here. I really am glad you're here. And we're going to have a good time because I want the benefit of your expertise is helping Mr. Henry host the Phil Henry webcast and for you to help me host the Dr. Jim Sadler Show.
All right. And I'm happy to do that. And I will give you my honest appraisal.
I appreciate that. So here's what I'd like to do, as a matter of fact. I'd like you to tell me a medical malady that you're having, and I'm going to be taking phone calls.
Right. And we have our lines open right now for any of you who want to call with a medical question for Dr. Sadler.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to that. I want people to know, because I get a lot of people commenting and saying, well, don't you know the terms and the terminology? Yes, I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing, and so I know what I'm doing. And the other thing that I want to say is, is that guy's name Frank McCool?
Who?
I'm looking at the hockey up here. It said, "What's?" I know what I'm doing, and that's the most important thing. If you have a problem, I can solve the problem. Do I know the medical terms?
We'll get it. We understand it. So you want me...
I'd like you to tell me. We have our very first person here tonight. Why not? Let's go to General Galen Shaw. What medical problem, what health issue are you having right now?
Now, you want to know honestly?
Yes, I mean...
Because I have an itch. I have an itch It is anal?
No.
You said honest.
Okay, and if this is acceptable to Mr. Hendry?
It is an honest.
You're not saying this.
No, I believe me, Dr. Sadler, I would get no end of heck from Phil if I'm messing this up at all. So I...
All right, you have an anal...
I have an itch anally.
Okay. First of all, I have to ask you, when you say anal...
In the butt.
Okay, that's what I thought. And this is, again, you have to communicate.
You don't know what that...
I'm not going to get into a...
All right, what should I have said to have communicated?
I'm not fancy, and I think one of the reasons why people like me, and I have a booming practice.
You have a booming practice of regular people.
Yes, why would you say that?
Because I don't know of anyone that would, I'm not criticizing, that would go to a doctor who doesn't know what anal means.
You know, first of all, I know what it means. I don't, when you said you had an anal itch, I kind of knew, but I also didn't know. I don't use these terms. I don't know what else to tell you.
So, the itch that I've got an itch in my, in the butt.
You have an itch up in the butt?
Yeah.
Okay. That's probably, and it's tough for me to say, it's probably because... If you've got an itch that's up, forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, when I'm in my office or I'm speaking, I do some public speaking, I also speak at medical conferences, I'm talking to colleagues or patients, I'm not speaking publicly, but I was told by Mr. Hendry and by General Shaw to be as open as I can. If you have an, and again, I don't concentrate on using these terms.
No, you don't know what anal means, or
I do now, yes, but I got to be reminded of it. So what I like to be as simple as I can. If you got an itch up in the butt, up inside the butt,
between the
butt cheeks,
yes,
then you can go to the store and get is it cream
for hemorrhoids? What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. I sneezed, and I was stifling a sneeze. And again, I was told you'd be my friend.
Absolutely. Dr. Sadler, I am here to help you.
All right. Go get a cream. It's called, you said H-E-M, hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoids. You know what those are.
I know what you get when you go to the bathroom or you're sitting for long, if it gets... Up in the butt, if it's irritated and it itches and there's a swelling.
Okay.
You go and get this cream. It'll say H-E, what?
Hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid. You get that and put it up there on the finger.
Okay, you don't use the tube?
Yeah, you could do that. You could put the tube up there and squeeze it until, and you'll go, you'll know, you'll get relief. I've had that problem before.
All right, so how did you...
I put the cream up there and just squeezed until I could feel it just go, yeah. That's how it felt for me. So if you have this problem that General Shaw has...
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids. If you have that, go get the cream that says it on the label... About the hemorrhoids, go get that, put it up inside in the cheeks,
between the cheeks of the, if you want to call it the ass,
between the cheeks of the ass. See, I don't use vulgar terms, and so put it up
between the cheeks of the butt,
and then squeeze the cream until you feel the relief.
And you go, yeah, is that?
That's what I do. I'm not saying people have to, but I've noticed that when I do that. It feels good. I'll go, hey, yeah. You know, it's just something you do. This is the Dr. Jim Sadler Show here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Dr. Jim Sadler will answer your questions when we come back.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jim Sadler. I'd love you to come and visit my practice. I am a medical doctor, a family practice, and I deal with all kinds of ailments. If you visit me, Dr. Jim Sadler, in the San Diego area. I'm online, and you can find my number and my website if you look me up there in the San Diego area. I deal with all manner of problem, children's problems especially, if they get the dots on the face. Sometimes if you don't go and have the medicine stuck in the where they put the medicine in the with the needle that gets stuck in, and if you don't do that, then the children will get sometimes an illness with the dots. They get red dots on their face, which again, I forget what it's called, but it doesn't matter because we treat them. We have the medicine that'll treat them.
Dr. Jim Sadler, look him up in the San Diego directory.
When you think of great medical practice for the whole family, think of San Diego. When you think of San Diego, you cannot not think of Dr. Jim Sadler.
When you think of San Diego...
Yeah, he just said that.
Okay. Now back to Dr. Jim Sadler, answering your medical questions.
All right. Welcome here to the Dr. Jim Sadler Show, answering your medical questions. I'm excited about taking phone calls, and we'll take our very first phone call here from, this is in the Culver City area here, and I think it's Culver City, or where are you calling from, ma'am?
I'm at Del Mar. In the San Diego area.
Oh, I know it very well, yes. And what can I do for you?
Dr. Sadler, I have a man in my life who I love very much, and we are sexually active. He's with me here. I'm talking about...
I told you not.
That's right. Dr. Sadler...
Sounds to me like the gentleman's there.
Yes, he is. Come on, Ed.
Hello, Dr. Sadler. This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
Oh, you're a doctor, too. What are you a doctor of?
Say that, please say that again.
I said, what are you a doctor of?
What
a doctor of?
I'm a doctor of Elcott, the next step. Excuse me.
That's part of the problem he has. He's...
I'm a doctor of Elcott, the next step. It's a religious, theological pursuit.
When you say theological...
Well, it's religious.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the problem?
Here, give it.
He's embarrassed. Where are you going?
Where am I going? I put a bet down.
Are you at Del Mar Raceway?
Yes, we are, Dr. Sadler, as a matter of fact.
I thought I recognized the horses. I recognize the horses.
Isn't that wonderful? So you know what... Okay.
So what can I do for you? By the way, what is your name?
I'm Gloria, and that was my male friend.
And he is the man in your life?
Yes, he's certainly is. He's off placing a bet. You're going to get it down on... Get it on Weinstock.
Across the board?
Across the what?
Across the board. Across the board.
Across the board, yeah.
So you're directing him to place a bet for you. So he's off. So what do you want? You want, this is private, huh?
It's a little bit private. And the, what do you want? Here's 20. Put 20 across the board on Wednesday. I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler.
If you want to, you know, I mean, you called me.
Yes, I did call you.
All right. And if it's because if he'd rather bet the ponies.
What an attitude.
I'm sorry, but...
It's all right.
Here's the bet. Here's your beer.
Get lost, will you? The,
Are you having a problem with this boyfriend that cycles like a... Do you need couple counseling?
No, we don't need couple counseling. The problem that he has, and they told me when I called not to use too many technical terms because... Even though you're a very good doctor, you don't understand a lot of these terms. So he can't get his...
Well, you can't use that word on our... Are you saying essentially what you're trying to tell me is... Because you just used the word that we had to dump out of.
I'm, I'm very sorry.
All right. You're saying that he can't get that. He can't get that down there. It won't get hard.
Yes, I mean, I think I've heard the term erectile dysfunction.
That is write that down, Leo.
I'm gonna write down what, erectile dysfunction?
If you wouldn't mind, yeah.
Is that General Shaw? General Shaw, it's Gloria Grover.
Yes, I recognize your voice, Gloria. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Ed's here.
General Shaw, how are you?
Yes, Dr. Elcott, how are you?
I'm...
Daddy, he's lost the last three races.
That's very sorry to hear that.
It's all right. So, Dr. Which one am I talking to here?
I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I'm your boyfriend who can't get it up.
He's a baby.
I can't get my dick hooked.
Get lost.
Treat me like that.
Get Ed, get out of here.
What I heard, and we'll have to dump out a lot of what I just heard, he's not able for it to get hard to have sex.
Yeah, sure, that's...
All right, it's a common problem that many men have.
Have you had it?
That's really, wow, you know.
Well, I don't mean to, but I think it would make Ed feel better. Ed, Dr. Sadler, he can't get it up either.
No, I didn't say that, okay?
Cut. All right, well, take it easy, Dr. Sadler.
Well, you know, I think it's wrong for you to...
I'm not saying anything.
What's your problem? You can't get your dick hard?
You know, I'm so sorry, Dr. Sadler.
Look, here's the... When you... Many men have a difficult time... Getting the penis. Yeah, getting the penis, hard. Getting it hard.
Getting the wiener hard. That's your problem, Ed?
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
We had to dump out of that call.
That was Gloria Grover and Dr. Ed Elcott, who I understand have a romantic relationship.
That is correct, yes.
And it's very common, and we don't have to be juvenile about it. This is why I think a lot of people will come to Dr. Jim Sadler, come to my practice, to deal with issues like this, because I don't turn it into baby time, okay? I don't turn it into goo-goo. We're not a baby. We're not a baby. I'm not a baby. My practice is not one big fat baby soiling a... My practice is not one big fat oily baby soiling a diaper. That's really the message that I want to send home. What I do in my practice is I deal with the essential problems faced by people, couples, married couples, singles, families, individuals. And so in this instance, I could hear that they were having an emotional issue there, even while they're trying to enjoy a day of horse racing at Del Mar, which is a racetrack in the San Diego area that I have enjoyed oh so very many times.
Now, the problem that Dr. Elcott...
Because it's very delicate.
Well, you don't know the word, the P word.
The P word, I forget, the one that I've used and that I think a lot of people use is the wiener.
Oh, I see. A lot of people use that, huh? Okay.
I don't know that I... You can use the D-I...
Don't know.
The other word... Penis, yeah, let me write that one down. Penis is a good one. But really what we're talking about is the wiener is not stiff. And that's caused a lot of times when you feel that she's looking at you and she thinks your wiener is too small. Like, let's just an example.
Is that something that happens to you?
Don't you laugh at me, goddamn you.
Is that?
No, it does. Is it something that happens to me? Why do you say that?
I'm just...
I mean, there's times... I'm married. But when I was dating and I was single, I a lot of times, not a lot of times, maybe once, maybe one time every 5 years, I would think she thinks my wiener's too small or something, and then I wouldn't be able, it wouldn't go up, you know.
Get erect.
That's it. Yeah, it wouldn't get erect. And so I would feel, but a lot of times, a lot of men think that the woman expects the wiener to get hard before you're ready for it to get hard, you know?
Yeah. I got to tell you, Dr. Sadler,
if you're going to criticize, I was told, and I welcomed you here with open arms, General Shaw, to help me with this program.
Yes, sir. But,
wait a minute. And if you're going to criticize now...
I'm not I just want to clarify.
What?
So, in other words, when a man is not able, as you say, he's not able to get his wiener hard, that means what?
It could mean that he feels that the woman's looking at him like he's some creep, okay? Or that the wiener ain't big enough.
Okay, so what can he do?
Thank you very much. Great question. What you do in that case is you can go to the store, well, I don't think you can go to the store, go to the doctor, and you can order up, I call them wiener pills.
Viagra.
That's it, right there. You can order up a Viagra, and I also deal in, hold on. Just if you come to my practice, say, Dr. Sadler, I need a wiener pill.
You really want a man to say that?
All right. What is the I'm the doctor here. I told Mr. Henry I welcomed your input, General Shaw, 100%. And yet you're sitting here busting my chops.
Sorry.
Dr. Jim Sadler. When you go to see Dr. Jim Sadler, meaning when you come to see me, you go
to see you, but they're coming to see you.
Yes. Come to see me. Make plans to go see me and then come see...
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. This is my problem. I was not fair with Dr. Sadler. I realize he's a novice broadcaster.
I've got medical information to impart, and you're nitpicking areas of it.
I apologize. So they go to see you, but they're actually...
But they're actually coming to see me. Tell me you need the wiener pill. Okay, yes, there's terms. It's called Viagra, and the other one's called
Cialis?
How do you know about it?
Because I...
Or the other one, say you need the wiener pill. That will help you immensely because it opens up the flow of blood down to the ween, to the dick,
Penis?
To the penis. And that helps eradicate there's so much, and you know, blood going down there that you could feel like it's only an inch long, even though you could feel like you had like a teeny one or whatever your problem is, and it wouldn't make any difference. It would be gigantic, but it would, you know,
get the job done.
Yes, yes, yes.
Better take a break.
Dr. Jim Sadler with medical advice for you. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Dr. Jim Sadler here with the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. I enjoy it immensely. I've had a backstage pass myself for many years, long before I was ever honored to become a guest on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I would listen to Mr. Henry when I was taking my medical exams, and I was listening to him in the very early stages of my veterinary practice and my psychological practice before I became a medical doctor, when I didn't, you know, I didn't brown out or flush out on the other two, but I figured I'd be better as a doctor, and that's what I am. And that's what I is. And that's, excuse me, that's what I am and what I would continue to be.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Enjoy life. Get a kick out of life. Get the BSP for a month or for a year and have yourself a decently good time. Decent, proper, fully clothed, but still a good time.
Right.
Now back to the Dr. Jim Sadler Show on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website.
All right, welcome back here to the Dr. Jim Sadler Show. We're going to get another phone call in here from Corona, California here. And on the phone is Steve, right?
Hi, Dr. Sadler. Yes, this is Steve.
All right, Steve, what can I do for you?
I wanted to ask you, I know a number of people have talked, obviously, lately about getting the COVID vaccines.
Absolutely, yes. Many, many people are getting it, and we highly recommend you get it.
Okay, and I want to do it, and I want to, and I'm almost sorry that I told the phone answer person.
The phone screener, that's General Shaw.
That's General Shaw screening the phone, yeah.
Yeah, I'm screening the phones for Dr. Sadler.
Yes, sir. It's a little embarrassing, but I'm afraid of it.
You're afraid of what? Of the pointed thing?
The pointed thing, the needle.
That, yes, sir. That's you're afraid of the needle?
I'm afraid of it, and it's...
You had a medical phobia?
No, I don't. I mean, I like to say that I'm suspicious of what's in the vaccine, but the real thing...
The real thing is that you're afraid of the pointed thing that goes in.
Of the pointed thing that goes in?
Talking about the needle.
Yes, sir, about the needle.
Yeah, you're afraid of getting a shot of a needle.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's pretty common. I had a very difficult time, and still do, getting a shot when I think about the needle going into the skin, which is what they do when they put the medicine in for the COVID, right?
I mean, you're the doctor.
Yeah, but no, but that's what they do. Yes, I am, and I do. Now I remember.
Did you forget? Or
no, I didn't forget, no, but there's a lot going on. I am a very good doctor, but I don't know the medical terminology.
No, I know that. I mean, they told me that you had a hard time with it. But so are you afraid of a needle?
When the pointed thing comes at me with the medicine inside the
syringe.
Right, that's the word, the syringe. Then I feel
You get panicked, huh?
I get a little bit scared. Do you have that? This was recorded when I went to get my second COVID stick in.
Vaccine.
Here's the recording of that.
No.
It's not in yet.
Oh, sorry. Is it?
Okay, now it is.
Well, that didn't hurt at all.
Did you good little boy?
Fuck you. Steve, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I keep that recording so people can hear what happened to me when I got my second stick.
Doug, got your second vaccine.
When I got my second vaccine, yeah.
When they gave you the second, when they stuck it in the second time.
Yeah, when they stuck it in the second time, that starts to sound...
Well, I mean, if you got familiar with saying, I got the second vaccine, you wouldn't have to say getting it stuck in the second. I would feel bad about that.
Have you got it stuck? I mean, have you got the vaccine stuck in? Sorry. Did
you get the second vaccine, Mr. Bozell?
Wait a minute. I'm the doctor.
Sorry.
Did you get this? Did they stick it in?
Did who stick what in?
Did they stick the...
Oh, yes, sir. I got the second vaccine. But I made a scene in front of my wife. My son and daughter were there. I started to cry, and then I became kind of violent. I said, I hate it all. I hate it.
I know how you feel about it. One good way of dealing with the fear of having the needle go in is just by saying to everybody, I don't trust it. I don't believe. I don't know. I better not say.
Yeah, that sounds too political. I mean, I do that with a lot of my friends. I say I think the vaccine's...
You tell your friends you think the vaccine's probably got impurities in it.
I do, but in point of fact...
In point of fact, you're like me. You're afraid to have it go inside, go in there.
Yeah. But when you say that, it sounds like I'm afraid to have something to...
Well, aren't you?
Who's that?
Hey, General Shaw.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't want anybody sticking it in me. I'm talking about the vaccine, though, and I do want them to stick that in. Well, I do want to have the shot, is what I'm saying.
You know the terms. I keep forgetting. You want to have the vaccine. You want to get it stuck in.
I want to have the shot, is what I want.
Right, but it scares you.
It does. It scares me.
So you pretend like you don't want to have no vaccine stuck in.
Jesus.
Anyway, thanks a lot.
Well, you've given me a great deal of courage to have the vaccine.
I'm very grateful that I did. Thanks a lot.
Well, I mean, I'm just...
This ain't working out.
What are you talking about?
It's not working out. I mean, every time I say, like with that caller, I said...
Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, I said, do you want to get it stuck in? I'm looking at you rolling your eyes.
Well, look, I'm just trying to tell you, Dr. Sandler. Well, you're sitting there going, ooh.
What do you think I'm talking about?
When you're a doctor and you don't know how to say vaccinated.
I do. I forget. I just simply forget.
Wait, is that the end of the show?
That's the end of that. I'm leaving. You can keep going if you want.
The doctor, me?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Dr. Jim Sadler Show on the world famous Phil Henry Show on the world famous Phil Henry Show website.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Jim Sadler, we thank you very much.
It was a disaster.
Fucking disaster. Dr. Sadler started with such high hopes.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. Podcast 1.
What are you doing?
I'm dancing. Yeah.